16. Nathan. The garage was sealed as they had expected. A massive steel gate planted across the entrance and anchored in extra thick concrete. There was a control pad to the left of it, but it was useless without power, leaving the gate stuck in lockdown. It wasn't a bad thing in this case. There were signs the Jaxcluth had tried to pry it open. Some of the bars were slightly bent, and the slime the creatures left behind was on the street and sticking to the metal. Nathan noticed Isaac take a moment to touch the dark, fibrous material before shying away. The Relia had given up on the entrance, but Nathan wouldn't. They needed to get inside.
"How many do we have left?"
he asked, as Lucius and Drake finished manually placing nearly a dozen grenades.
"I've got 2 full mags," Drake said.
"Me too,"
Lucius said. 12 each. It sounded like a lot, but they would go fast once the real fighting started again.
"Clear the area,"
Nathan said, urging the other Centurions to take cover against the walls on either side of the building.
"Fire in the hole."
He launched a grenade at the first stack and triggered it to detonate. It set off a chain reaction that shook the whole street, the explosives tearing the concrete apart and causing the gate to fall inward.
"Hurry,"
Nathan said, waving the Centurions forward. The noise had alerted the Jaxcluth to their proximity, and a quick check of his HUD showed the creatures closest to them had changed direction in response, all now heading their way. It was a necessary evil if they wanted to get inside, and more importantly, if they wanted to get what was inside outside. The Centurions descended to the first floor of the garage. The motor pool was intact, the gate equally effective at keeping things in as it was at keeping them out. A handful of modified armored cars and a pair of motorcycles sat on the left side of the garage, while the artillery Hicks had mentioned rested on the right.
"Sheriff Duke didn't show me the tank the last time I was here," Ike said, looking at the machine.
It was a Frankenstein's monster of a vehicle, patched together from the remains of similar armor, barely small and light enough to fit inside the garage. A large turret was mounted to the top of it, with smaller automatic machine guns mounted on either side.
"Tell me that thing works," Lucius said.
"It does,"
Hicks replied.
"The APC, too."
The United States Space Force APC rested behind the tank. It had been modified and enhanced from its original square, squat, treaded form. Additional steel plates and spikes now formed a spiny shell over the top of it, and a turret with a heavy cannon occupied the center of the roof.
"Boom," Lucius said excitedly.
"Jesse, Spot," Rico said. "Take the APC.
General, do you know how to drive a tank?"
"I do,"
Hicks said.
"That one, anyway. I need a volunteer to operate the guns."
"I can do it," Drake said.
"Go,"
Nathan said as the floor vibrated slightly and a soft groan echoed from the ramp. The Jaxcluth had seen the door was open and they weren't about to wait outside. Rico, Ike and Pyro sprinted toward the stairs at the back of the garage while the other Centurions went for the vehicles. Nathan turned back toward the ramp, raising his rifle and walking toward it. The entrance was too small for any of the larger Jaxcluth to get in, and with the ramp being a bottleneck of sorts, it would keep them grouped together, slowing even the smaller Jaxcluth. A moment later, Nathan's HUD outlined the first alien up the ramp. He didn't hesitate, squeezing the trigger of his railgun and sending dozens of rounds into the creature, which was too compressed to defend itself. The flechettes tore through its eyes and mouth and into its brain, causing it to drop on the ramp in a heap.
"Shit,"
Nathan said, taking a step back. They couldn't afford to kill the enemy before it made it all the way in. They would end up barricading the exit with their corpses.
"Hold your fire until they clear the ramp."
A second Jaxcluth appeared behind the first. This time Nathan held his fire, still backing up as the alien made it all the way into the passage. It accelerated when it saw how close Nathan had let it come, rushing toward him, tentacles reaching out to grab or bite. He blasted the first limb that got too close before springing back on the strength of the powered armor, ending up closer to the middle of the floor. The Jaxcluth kept at him, tentacles writhing as nearly a dozen stretched out to grab him at once. A heavy crackle sounded to his right, and the Jaxcluth's head shattered beneath the sudden assault from the APC's cannon.
"Got him," Lucius said.
"General, we're ready to roll,"
Hicks said.
"Rico, what's your status?"
Nathan asked.
They weren't going anywhere until she made it to the bunker to contact the survivors. Rico didn't respond. Nathan glanced at his HUD, only then realizing his ATCS had dropped Rico, Ike, and Pyro from the network. What the hell?
Bennett, do you copy? He said, trying to raise the parabellum on the comm. Bennett, are you there?
Nothing. He smacked the side of his helmet.
Bennett, come in.
Still no reply.
We lost them, Hicks said.
Nathan growled softly as the next pair of Jacques Cluth registered on his HUD. There was a slim possibility his comms couldn't reach the dropship from underground, but there was no chance it couldn't reach Rico a few floors down. Someone or something had to be jamming them. The APC's cannon whined as it unleashed its fury again, rapidly turning the two Jacques Cluth to a pulp. Clear for a moment, Nathan spun around to move closer to the stairs. He froze as Hayden came through the door, Natalia right behind him. She had Halya propped against her shoulder, a revolver in her other hand.
It's about time you got here, Hayden said,